All right, everybody, welcome back to Off the Grid on the Record, the show where we talk to the bold voices powering the transition to clean energy. We go beyond the headlines and get personal because the people building this new world really deserve to be heard. I'm your host, Yarick, and today I'm talking to someone who's out there helping people save money and the planet at the same time. He's the founder and CEO of Song of Solarmen, a fast-growing solar company that's making clean energy more accessible, especially for folks who might have been left out of the conversation before. Please welcome Michael to the show. Michael, how's it going?
Hey, I'm good, Yarick. How are you?
Very good. Thanks. And thanks for joining us. And I really got to ask just to kind of get the whole idea out of the way, but Song of Solarmen is such a unique name. What's the story behind it? I mean, it's very almost poetic. So I guess how did this whole journey in solar get started for you?
Yeah, I actually was with another company originally. And when I decided to split off, I had some trouble coming up with a name. I actually chose a different company name, and it was already taken in a couple of the states I was trying to do work in. Mm-hmm. And was just really struggling to pick out a name. And so I'm one of those guys that does corny dad jokes, and it seemed to fit. So
that's amazing. That's great. But then give us a little bit of a background. Who are the people that you like to work with the most? Who are the people that the company is, you know, necessarily targeting?
Yeah, I mean, as a Christian, you know, based company, you know, our partners to start, we look for, you know, high quality partners that are, you know, doing the right kind of work. And, you know, for customers, you know, we're looking to help people who are looking to, you know, save money and help the environment. And, you know, we want to help as many people as we can.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And I mean, you've been in the space for a while now, you know, working directly with, like you said, like homeowners and small businesses. From your perspective, what are the biggest challenges smaller solar companies are facing today?
Yeah, I would say the biggest challenges are really finding good companies to work with. That aren't going to, you know, rip people off or not complete the work or do a poor job. There's a lot of companies out there that just aren't the best company.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, and one thing I noticed about your company is that you're not just offering solar, you're making it accessible, is what you're saying. And you even work with people who don't have great credit, you know, and how are you making that work?
Yeah, there's a company that we partner with called PosiGen that allows people to get solar even if they have a credit that's below, you know, 600. So people who, as long as they don't have a past due balance of over $300, are still able to get solar. You know, they may have other reasons why their credit is low, but it doesn't mean they can't pay their bill. So we found a company that was still willing to work with homeowners who can pay the bill, but just maybe don't have the best credit or have no credit.
That's fantastic. And I think a big part of that is, you know, getting the word out and making people aware that, you know, the door is still open for them. So I kind of want to talk about how you're doing that. I mean, solar is very competitive, and from my experience, I'm sure you could say the same. There's a lot of noise. So I mean, what's been working best for you when it comes to, I guess, marketing and maybe connecting with the right customers?
Yeah, we've tried a lot of different strategies. One of our biggest things is referrals from doing the good work and completing, you know, the jobs properly. And recently even just had a client call me that was referred from down the street. Wow. just this past week. Yeah. And she decided to move forward with us. She's like, I'm there almost every day at his property, you know, hanging out and visiting him. And I saw the system and was like, you know, I want to do the same thing. Saw how much he was saving. So yeah.
That's fantastic. And is that like keeping you guys booked, like the referrals, or is there any kind of processes that, you know, you might be doing online or in terms of like outbound marketing? Because a lot of conversations that we have with a lot of companies, you know, at least on this podcast, they're always looking to kind of, you know, really fill the pipeline, because some of these jobs can take up to, you know, like I'd say in the low end, maybe 2 months, higher end, maybe a little bit longer to get through all the permits. And it's always great to have a, like a full pipeline. So I'm just wondering if there's any additional things that you guys are doing to, you know, maybe achieve that.
Yeah, we do run some Facebook ads, and we use Go High Level, which is an automated system to text customers. So customers who were previously interested in solar within the last year, we have an automated system that reaches out to them to start that connection. And we've also worked with a couple of different lead gen companies that work on commission only. Instead of paying upfront for the leads, a lot of these companies just don't have the high quality leads, or, you know, waste a lot of time when we could be sitting down with appointments. So we have a couple of companies now that generate leads and appointments, which keeps us busy.
That's amazing. And it sounds like your strategy is, you know, really built on like trust and clarity, which is pretty refreshing, honestly, because, you know, in my background, I used to work with a lot of solar companies and, you know, still do. And a lot of the leads that they've been, when I've sit down on like the first call with them, they're like, yeah, I mean, I don't know, we're kind of scared. We've worked with like these agencies in the past and, you know, we've been burned. We've kind of had a lot of, had a lot of trouble and a lot of headaches just because, you know, we're paying them per lead. But every time we sit down with a lead or even get on a call or get a call booked, nobody's showing up. They kind of suck. No one really is actually that interested. People are just clicking to be, like out of curiosity. Right. So it's always a great idea to have like a great company working with you guys. And I think it's great that you are and are sharing that story, because I think it'll definitely help a lot of other companies kind of go towards that side of things, where find a good agency, find a good company that can genuinely help you out. And, you know, is kind of with you and has skin in the game as well, because if they're getting paid commission only, right, they don't get paid until you get paid. So I think that's a great transition. And I guess kind of moving into the next thing, you've probably seen a lot in the field, but is there a particular project or customer story that's really stuck with you? Maybe something technical that, you know, really you guys overcame that you might not have thought that anyone else might have been able to do the same thing?
Yeah, actually, one of the biggest residential projects that we've done so far was a 40.8 kilowatt ground mount system, exactly 100 panels. And and the customer, when I met the customer, they already had been trying to get solar for 5 years, and the customer had just been ghosted. People they disappeared, they canceled the project and so forth. So when I sat down with the customer, I was like, I'm going to get you to install. And signed them up with, you know, one of our partners. And then one of the companies went like bankrupt. Another company, the installer didn't want to do the project because it was too complicated. So had to re-sign him. Get him to sign with a different company multiple times. It took over 3 years, but we got him, once we found the right company, it took, 3 months to get the whole thing from start to finish. The other part of it too was, I guess, the township was a little outdated, so it took them 6 months just to approve the permits. And so they weren't even using computers. So they're,
my goodness.
Yeah. And that just installed in December. So, and the customer's ecstatic and, you know, has told me how much, you know, and that's actually where that other referral that I mentioned came from.
Wow. That's fantastic. Just doing good things and good things will come to you. I love it.
Yeah.
I guess it's interesting because I feel like you face a lot of skepticism or misinformation from both maybe customers and even other solar businesses. And I mean, I guess you kind of mentioned it, but how do you guys kind of break through that? I guess what's the mindset behind the company that allows you to do those things?
To break through, to get
through the misinformation, because a lot of these companies, like you're saying, are maybe not fulfilling their job or not fulfilling, you know, the service that they provide. I think it takes the right kind of company to be able to really step up and kind of take over an already existing project. So is there a philosophy or a mindset that you guys might employ or really, really push for that allows you to kind of take control of those and handle those situations?
Yeah. When I first, started the company again, there's realized that there was a lot of companies that were doing, fraud, or they were doing, bad business. And so when I first started, one of the things, that I told some of the people that I worked with and some of the other companies, even some that wanted to maybe, cut some corners and things like that, or were like, we can do it this way. We do it right, or we don't do it at all. And exactly. That's just been the mindset, because it's not fair, to the customer, and it doesn't make sense. And it's just, bad business, and it's not the right thing to do. So we either do it right, or we don't do it at all.
That's amazing. So I guess it kind of comes down to the quality of the actual work rather than just pumping out as many jobs as possible. That's huge. That's honestly fantastic. And I kind of like moving that question into this next segment, but what are you most excited about in solar right now? Is there any tech, any policy, any trends that you're seeing that you kind of want to talk about or explore?
Yeah, the panels that are out there right now, they're making higher wattage panels available and better quality panels. So that's pretty exciting to see. I know that they're also working on some improvements with the batteries. And so for homeowners who are looking to get, batteries, or even businesses, they're making improvements on that. So I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of upgrades and what kind of improvements, with that are coming. So hopefully soon.
That's amazing. And speaking of tech, are you exploring any storage solutions like batteries or microgrids or anything like that?
We work with a couple of different companies that do batteries, and we looked into some smaller battery companies, but a lot of times the batteries are so expensive that it doesn't make it worth it to a customer who's only losing power maybe once or twice a year. Mm-hmm. Until some of the tech changes, haven't decided to make our own or work with some of these small, like really small batteries that only power maybe a TV and a few phones or something. So
exactly. I guess that kind of ties into the idea that, if people are only losing power a certain amount of times a year, where does that power kind of get stored when they do? And I feel like that normally happens in rural areas. I'm in Canada and I live in a fairly, I want to say used to be rural, but now in the last like decade or so, they've really amped it up. I mean, we get Amazon packages next day now, which is huge. But do you see opportunities to expand into, underserved communities or rural areas?
Yeah. Right now, the deals that I just mentioned, those projects that I just mentioned are actually, like I said, in an area that's more obsolete. We're, moving out more west, and PA, for instance, and some of these other states have opened up, like Kansas and Michigan, where there's not as many solar companies, and the homes are kind of more spaced out, and even states like West Virginia, where, you can't knock on the next door. You have to really mark it, or, cause they're all spread out.
Exactly. And I guess that's interesting because, similar to my situation, right? Like we just got fiber, and that was like fiber internet, and that was unheard of for us, back when we first moved here. So I guess what's innovation you think that'll be standard in 5 years? Maybe something that you're looking at now and you're like, wow, this is pretty cool. But when is that going to be implemented everywhere and it's going to be set as kind of like the benchmark or the bar?
The batteries, it looks like they're going to, in the panels that I mentioned before too, should be here the next couple of years. We'll have, more detail about that. And as far as, expanding into, other areas, that's markets that we're not already in. We're looking at that in the next, 6 months.
Mm-hmm. And I guess to make that also, like you mentioned before, so it's still accessible to the lower income and, maybe lower tax bracket people, where you're not necessarily only focusing on like high income earners, which is where usually see a lot of the new innovation go, the new innovation and all the new technology kind of flock towards the more expensive side. And are you seeing a bit of a shift where I guess all of the technology is fairly standard across what you guys are using and also what's going into the higher end projects?
Yeah, the equipment that we use, because of the solar incentives, we're able to use high quality products. 430 watt panels are not standard for every company. There's a lot of companies that are still using lower wattage panels because they're cheaper, or even the brand that we use with our companies are US, US made or US assembled, domestic content, so that we can make it affordable to people. So using the solar incentives that are presently available, that allows us to do that. There's the question right now of whether that's all going to be taken away with the bill out there, but that's what's been able to make it so affordable for people. And as long as those incentives are in place, we're able to make it affordable for people who are maybe, low income housing and people who generally couldn't afford full solar.
Exactly. And I think that's a great idea, because you often, at least here in Canada and from some of the people that I've talked to in the States, people are also fairly uneducated on, what incentives are available to them or what process might better fit their needs. So what's something that you find customers often misunderstand before that first consultation? It doesn't necessarily have to be about any of the policy or any of the incentives, but maybe just in the industry in general.
Yeah, I think a lot of customers misunderstand, how solar works, which is totally understandable. But I get a lot of people who think that, when we give them a solar proposal, that they're also going to get their full electric bill on top of the solar proposal as well. And the system, of course, is designed to produce the electricity that you're using so that you don't get this high electric bill from the utility company. But I find that a lot of homeowners, especially, that they find, that they are a little confused about that and have to break it down and explain it to them.
Mm-hmm. No, that's amazing. I think it's very, very cool to be able to break down things to small people, and especially in residential, which is, I'm sure, a big focus of what you do. But I also saw that commercial was a big aspect. What made you want to, expand into doing both?
Yeah, one of our partners that we've been with for a while now was doing commercial pretty much from the beginning. And when we, were looking at that and realized that it was more of an untapped market, and that some of the people that we were coming in contact also owned businesses, it really made sense to tap into that market where, people were just kind of passing over. And going with when you tap into that market, you're able to help residential people as well, because there's things, where people can benefit from solar when you, create solar farms and help some of these commercial companies do, get solar and save money. It benefits residential homeowners a lot of times. And so when we realized that and that they were getting overlooked, we decided that it was, it made sense to go into that market.
That's amazing. What areas are you currently serving right now? Like any specific regions?
Yeah, for the commercial, we mainly do New Jersey, PA, Texas, and California. Wow. For residential, yeah, we're able to do, and we've been doing a lot of other states beyond that. But the commercial, because of there's not as many commercial solar companies that are always willing to partner or take on smaller projects, such as like churches and stuff. And we do a lot of churches. And a lot of these commercial companies don't want to be bothered with it because they figure if it's, you know, if it's less than 500 panels, then it's not worth it. And again, that, you know, passes on, you know, the people who really need to benefit from it often the most, and not the large corporations, but the smaller businesses.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's great. I think, you know, like you mentioned before, it is like a Christian-based company. So obviously those values translate into how you guys run things, into the people that you solve, or into the people that you serve, sorry. Is there a part of the business that you maybe want to grow that you haven't necessarily had the bandwidth for yet, or any areas that you want to specifically scale?
Yeah, as you mentioned, the commercial is something that, you know, we've been working on, and we really do want to scale that even bigger. We have more commercial projects in the last 6 months than we've probably had in the last like 2 years. And so we've really been trying to make that bigger and scale that. And again, just in the last 3 months, we've had just in New Jersey alone, we had about 5 or 6 different churches that we came in contact with that need solar. That's just churches, not even other businesses. Like we got a car wash and some other bigger projects, but just the churches alone that are looking to save money and so forth, and are looking for a good company, especially with Christian values, to work with.
Exactly. That's phenomenal. And I think with all the good things kind of coming your way now, and with all the good people and communities that you're helping, where do you see Song of Solarmen 5 years from now?
Yeah, 5 years from now, the hope and dream is to open up, you know, a second office, you know, within the next 5 years, and to that's not just, you know, that's a second actual physical location. And, you know, one of the goals is also to, double our, team.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're looking to, we want to really expand, really help people and get out there to, take advantage of the benefits that are still here and help people who, like I said, who really can't always afford it and aren't necessarily aware of the benefits that are there or have a bad concept of solar. So if we can, double our team size, then that's something that, you know, we'd be able to help a lot more people. So
exactly. That's amazing. That's great. And I think that's probably the best vision you could have, right? Is having in the back of your mind that you're helping people at the end of the day. You're not necessarily after just scaling a company as quick as you can without, you know, really considering all the things behind it and, you know, keeping the ethics and the values and like your morals really in check when it comes to growing a business and making sure it is done in the right way. So I think that is honestly phenomenal, and I really want to see how people will react to it, and I think people will very, very much appreciate it. So I guess kind of the last fun little thing I like to do is a quick little lightning round. So I'll ask a couple quick questions, and the first thing that comes to mind, shout it out. So like if you're ready, there's nothing too crazy in here, but I think it'll be pretty fun for you. So
okay.
Perfect. So what's a solar tool or tech that you couldn't live without?
Solar tool or tech?
Yes.
The solar panels.
Fair enough. The myth about solar that you wish would go away.
Oh, that it's not affordable.
That's a good one. I like that a lot. If you weren't running Song of Solarmen, what would you be doing?
Working with kids is what I prefer to be doing if it paid more, which is why I do a lot of volunteer work with kids instead.
That's amazing. Any books, podcasts, or media that really influenced you either recently or in the past?
Only for psychology, not for solar energy specifically.
Fair enough. And is psychology something that like you've liked to study, or is it more so just a kind of a hobby?
It's a hobby, but it's helped me. The book How to Win Friends and Influence People is something that really has allowed me to interact with people and understand people and where they're coming from and really connect with them on a different level, which has really helped with, you know, with getting more projects and closing more sales.
That's fantastic. And I guess that kind of leads into this one, but one habit or mindset that's helped you grow this business?
Again, focus on doing right and helping people, you know, helping people, helping the environment, you know, doing right by the customer and doing the right thing no matter what, has really helped and has really brought in those referrals, as I mentioned before.
That's fantastic. And I think that's a great way to kind of close out. So I want to give a big thanks again to Michael for joining us. And if you guys enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow Off the Grid on the Record and share it with someone who needs to hear what's possible when solar is done right. So I really think this is going to be a great episode for a lot of people really learning. And when you're in a business, or in a solar business, and you're starting to scale and you're really starting to get a bit of a brand identity, this is a great place to start. Maybe even if you are, you know, currently in the middle of like a very big business and your scaling is already kind of coming to an end, really think about the ethics and the place that all of these that all the money is coming from, or all the jobs are coming from, who you're helping at the end of the day. So, thanks again, Michael, so much. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Fantastic. And until next time, everybody, stay curious, stay skeptical, and stay off the grid. Take care, everybody.